You know, I had spoken with Dr. Debbie Cruz primarily for a conversation that I wanted to take place, along with the Masters Golf Tournament. But so much of what she shared during that conversation can be applied throughout the year, regardless of whether or not we're into golf, that I decided I wanted to run this by you again. For those of you especially who missed it before, here's another opportunity. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. for another week of inspiration, another week of information, another week of empowerment. And I'm telling you what, Dr. Debbie Cruz is going to be helping you receive all of that as we inaugurate our, another year, Masters Golf Tournament. And, you know, as many of you know, I love having conversations about golf during Masters Week. And that's why Dr. Debbie Cruz is joining me today. You know, she spoke with us previously about how she and her team can help anyone get to a place where whatever sport, just about any sport you're playing, whether you are a novice who's been at it for just a short while, or whether you are an elite athlete, they have a way to help you play better than your best. Dr. Debbie Cruz, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Carl. Thanks so much for having me on.
It is truly my pleasure. And I tell you what, you know what we're going to be watching part of the week here this week?
Yes, that most impressive tournament that everybody waits for all year long. Carl, one time I, as a junior playing amateur tournaments, I was next door to the Augusta National tournament there. But it was in the summer, so the course, they don't maintain it in the off tournament time, and it was still beautiful.
That is amazing, and it is so beautiful. I've talked with several people who have visited various tournaments around the world, and one of the things that most of those people, I'm saying most, maybe all of them, but I know most of them told me, is that the Augusta National Golf Club, that course, they say, is the most beautiful in the world.
Wow, not surprising at all,
yeah.
Especially this time of year.
Yes, indeed. And ladies and gentlemen, I want to boast on Dr. Cruz for just a minute here. You all know that I shared with you before that she's assistant research professor at Arizona State University, where she focuses on mental game coaching. She works with the school's golf teams. She works with the LPGA Tour players. But this is what I didn't tell you before, and I really want you to know this. Dr. Cruz is one of Golf Digest's top 50 women teachers in the world. And if I could narrow it a little bit more, she is in the top 50. But you know how a lot of times you find out who the top 100 or top one, you know, the top 50, et cetera, and you want to know, well, where they fall. She is in the top 10. So believe me when I say, this is a great opportunity to learn some things about sports in general, but golf in particular. And I got to tell you, Dr. Cruz, hats off to you.
Oh, thanks, Carl. I appreciate it. LPGA is a great organization. PGA is a great organization, and they do a lot to help our players, that's for sure.
I hear you. And I appreciate the fact that we are having our ladies receive so much more attention than had been the case years ago.
That's exactly right. Yep, and they appreciate it as well. We just had the tournament here, the Founders Cup, a couple weeks ago, and it's always a joy to go out and watch the players and work with some of the players.
That's awesome. And like you said, you've played the game before, and so not only from the vantage point of working with other golfers, but even from the vantage point of understanding your own game and some of the intricacies of it, you can really, really help people truly up their game. And when you say better than your best, you mean better than your best.
I do. I've often, watched such elite performers and You know, we took a lot of measurements on elite performers in our lab, and it was always, you know, what is it that makes them so unique and so special? And you study it and you experience it, and I think most players that play, especially the ones this week, they're out there to perform, not just their best, but they're there to perform better than their best, and that's kind of a mindset that we were exploring and trying to help players. It doesn't matter any skill level. If you can perform better than your best, you're going places.
And you mentioned that for you, it really is partly about the mental game coaching. We know that there's a lot of physicality involved in the game, but the mind plays such a significant role as well.
Especially in our game, it does, because we've got so much time to deal with while we're out there. And, you know, it's either going to be in a place that's going to help you or it's going to be in a place that'll interfere. There isn't too much gray area in the middle.
Interesting. So you mentioned the time that you're going to be out there. By that, do you mean that, in a way, the time that it takes to get from one hole to the next hole, the time factor in and of itself can present some challenges?
I believe so. We calculated it out one time, Carl, and, you know, if you were to go out and shoot 75, I think of those 75 strokes, about 2.5 minutes of that time is actually spent swinging the club. And, you know, and then we can add up, you know, the time for preparation or pre-shot routine, and we're going to get up to preparation and pre-shot, I think, maybe consumes 30 minutes of the time total. But, you know, you're out there 4 or 5, sometimes, unfortunately, 6 hours, you know, and you're not spending a lot of that time preparing and hitting a shot.
That is amazing. So take us to school, Dr. Cruz, if you would, for the benefit especially of the people who may not have been able to be with us the first time we spoke with each other, if you could tell them about your program, what the name of it is, and generally how it works, and then we can begin to get into some of the specifics of how it applies to golf.
Okay, thanks, Carl. The goal of the program, the company name is Opti International, as we've said before, and it's a performance optimization company, but the goal, our tagline really, is better than your best, and it's attempting to help all skill-level players, you know, get beyond where they are right now, which, you know, I get a lot of players come and they want consistency, but in talking to them, I often find they are pretty consistent, but they really don't want consistency. They want to be consistently better, you know, and so that's a different mindset. And so we kind of outline the characteristics and attributes of those players attempting to be better than their best, and some of the things that they do, some of the ways that they compartmentalize information, use their imagery and things like that to become better than their best. And, you know, part of it's how they look at the game, and then part of it's the little things they do when they're out there in the parking lot getting ready or before the shot and after the shot. And those are the things that tend to take us beyond where we are now, in my opinion.
Interesting. And so you talk about, you know, what they do and where they are after the shot. If that shot is a particularly bad one, or I guess on the flip side of that, if that shot was a particularly good one, can their emotions take them to different places?
Yes, definitely so. And we want, you know, a post-shot routine, there's usually about 3 things involved in a post-shot routine. People often have a pre-shot routine, but a post-shot routine is equally important, sometimes more. And they'll get information about what happened in the shot, especially if it didn't go exactly they want. Their system's going to give them feedback. They'll get an emotional release, just like you're suggesting. And then the end of that routine is it's done. You know, their club hits the bottom of that bag, and they got to be done and moving forward. But if it's a good shot, like you were just suggesting, we want to anchor it with emotion. So we want to show some emotion, not just, oh, that's what I'm supposed to do, because that's not going to help you repeat it. But if you just do a smile or touch your hat or give yourself a thumbs up or something like that, it just tells the system, your system, you know, that you liked what it just did, and it's likely to do it again as soon as it gets reward. And the shots you don't like, there's emotion that goes with those, but what you primarily want to do is release that emotion and let it go and don't take it with you. So, I mean, I will often tell players if they just tap that club on the ground, but as they do it, they see themselves bearing that shot 6 feet under and walking away from it, that's a whole different feeling than getting mad and slamming your club in the ground.
So getting mad and slamming the club on the ground can basically set that person up for some bad shots down the road, I should say down the course?
You better believe it. It's going to be going with them instead of leaving it behind.
Wow. Okay, so when we come back, I'm amazed at how quickly the time is going by, but when we come back, could you share with us some specifics of how the game of golf, some more specifics, but this time, particularly as it applies to putting your program into play?
Sure, that'd be great.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, our guest, the lovely and brilliant Dr. Debbie Cruz, and I will be right back.